Hey, Forrest Vance here from FVTBiz.com. Today I have a special training for you on how to build a six-figure personal training business in 90 days. So before we launch into the call, I'm just going to give you a very quick background on myself. I live in Northern California with my wonderful wife, our young daughter, one dog, and two cats. In a former life, I was a pro football player. I had short stints in both Green Bay and Kansas City. And throughout my athletic career, I always loved training, so I ended up getting into the fitness business post-football. Now, this is my 10th year in the fitness industry full-time. Started off working as a personal trainer at a large corporate gym, and then as a fitness manager after that. Did that for about 3 years and decided that I wanted to branch out on my own. I was tired of building something for somebody else, and I really wanted to do my own thing. So I started my business by renting out space out of a local small gym and doing some boot camps in the park. And that worked out great for a while. We kept the overhead low. It was an awesome way to start. But very soon the business grew to the point where we needed our own space. And this was about 6 years ago, about a year or so into starting the business, we moved into an approximately 2,000 square foot facility. And then at the beginning of 2014, we ended up outgrowing that space, which was about almost 2 years ago. So we searched, we really wanted to find the perfect facility, and we moved into a new awesome space at the beginning about a year ago, and that's where we are now. We're at a great 5,000 square foot facility, have a team of trainers, an office manager. We also have a web-based information marketing business where I create digital products and programs, do coaching, have a membership site, and this is something I've also worked on slowly but surely since I branched it on my own. And now that side of things also accounts for a significant amount of our monthly revenue. So that gives you kind of the quick background of myself. And so now what we're going to do is get into our plan to build your six-figure personal training business in 90 days. So where do we get six figures? I have no idea what your exact income goals and requirements are, but making a six-figure annual income here in the United States is a common goal for fitness pros. For most people, that's going to provide for a pretty comfortable lifestyle. And, you know, frankly, I feel like you should be making at least six figures in your fitness business. And you most definitely, and I can attest to this personally, have the potential to make multiple times that if you so desire, and that's what you want to build. But let's start there because this is a common goal. It's very doable, and it will provide you a very nice lifestyle and income. So, you know, a lot of times I think, what if I got plopped down in a city? I had no business. I was starting from scratch. What would be my plan to get to that six-figure level and if I had 90 days to do it? So from all the experience that I have over the years, the business model that I like best personally, and I think it works well for the majority of people, is a mix of what we call semi-private training and boot camps. So semi-private training, the way we do it at our gym, we have about 2 to 5 people that we train at once, and the workout is more individualized. It's based on, you know, we have people that we kind of will group up in different focus groups. So we have like a functional fitness group that's oriented towards our clients that are 60 and over. We have what we call a lean and jacked group, which is for mostly oriented towards men who want to gain muscle. We have like a beginners group that's oriented toward people that are just starting off and they're in a smaller group so they can get more individual attention. So that works great for the semi-private. And then we have what we call our boot camp, which is really like probably a medium-sized group. It's a group of about 8 to 10 people on average is what we shoot for. We go up to 20, but our goal is about 8 to 10 people. And it's a high intensity, it's a great workout, but it's more intermediate or advanced. So if people have already been working out consistently and they're in decent shape, we'll throw them in there. Otherwise, we'll have them do the semi-private first, and it's a good, you know, transition to get into the boot camps. But using the mix of these two, you know, in our business, boot camp's always going to be the highest leverage because we can have the most people in a workout and still, you know, say we're $15 to $20 a session on average, and we have 20 people in a group. You know, $300 for 45 minutes. It's very tough. And in our market in Sacramento, California, we certainly can't charge $300 an hour for personal training. And even semi-private training, you know, say at a $35 to $40 price point, you have five people, you're definitely still not getting up to that level. But those, it's semi-private certainly isn't needed from a lot of people, so it's good to have the mix of both. So you kind of can accommodate to all different people's goals and skill sets and that sort of thing. And the other great thing about it, when you train people in a group, you can leverage your time much more effectively. And, you know, you can definitely hit that $100,000 a year, let's say $8,000 to $10,000 a month of revenue in 2 or 3 hours a day. And that leaves you of actual training time, which ends up leaving the rest of your available time to work on the business and not what we would say in the business. So you're out there, you're getting leads, you're generating new people coming into your business, you are selling, you're providing great service outside of the training sessions, all these sort of things. So let's go ahead and just assume our average price points. We're going to be at $299 for our semi-private clients, $299 a month. And like I said, we're in Sacramento in California, so this is probably a good market, but, you know, we're not in Beverly Hills. We're not in Manhattan. And, you know, these are reasonable, I think, for most parts of the country, maybe a little bit higher than some parts of the country, but somewhere probably in the average range. So we're $299 a month. That's for, like, say, twice a week of semi-private training, and $199 a month for our boot camp clients. And that's, say, for someone that's coming three times a week to our boot camp. So if we do the math, we need to get 11 semi-private clients at $299 per month, and that gets me to $3,289 in revenue. And I need to get 26 boot camp clients at $199 per month, and that will get me to $5,174 in revenue, which added together gets me a total of $8,463 in monthly revenue total, or $101,556 per year. And that breaks down to 37 total clients. So if I wanted to get up to 37 clients in 90 days, that breaks down to about 12 to 13 new clients per month and about 3 per week. So this is maybe an aggressive goal, maybe not, depending on your perspective that you're coming from, but it's certainly very doable. And I'm going to show you how to do this now. So number one, step one, I'm going to get a very basic website up. Okay. The whole purpose of my website is it's going to get people to call me for a free trial, number one. And number two, I'm going to have a place for people to leave their email address in exchange for some kind of free gift I'm going to put together so I can get people on my email list and follow up with them. So again, the purpose of your website is to get people to call for a free trial. What we see a lot of is these sort of like brochure style websites, and it's not really directing people towards a specific action. What you really want to do is you just want to have a website. You want to have a solid headline. You want it to speak to your audience. So this comes back to, and we're not going to get to this in depth in this call, but knowing your audience, knowing who is your who that you're wanting to market to. Is your demographic going to be women that want to lose body fat? Is it going to be men who want to get lean and jacked? Those are two very different demographics, and you're going to speak to them very differently. Is it going to be folks that are over 60 that want functional fitness, that just want to move better and be able to play with their grandkids and live a long time? That's going to speak very differently also. So you need to get very clear on who is your who are you marketing to, and all of your materials and everything you're doing is going to be based around that. But let's say that I'm trying to market to women who are trying to lose body fat. All the verbiage on my website, I'm going to have maybe probably a little bit of a story about myself and tell a little bit about my background. Not too much, because really what people care about is how are you going to help them. But as long as your story makes you a little bit more human, makes you more relatable, they get to know a little bit about you. You can tell people about the benefits of your program. And it's so key that you focus on benefits and not features is the word I'm looking for. I'm sorry, drew a blank right there. So it's sort of important that you focus on things like, we do kettlebell training because it's going to help you lose body fat fast and get into great condition and build big muscle. We are going to help you with your meal planning so that it makes it easy for you and you don't even have to think about it. And we just tell you exactly what you eat. You just have to eat it and you're going to lose weight and get your goals fast. So you can see the difference. If I just tell people, people don't care really about features of your program. They don't care that you use kettlebells. They don't care that you have suspension trainers. They don't care really that you do body weight training. What they care about is what are the end results. So we're focusing that on the website. Testimonials are fantastic. The more testimonials, the better. If you have 5, that's awesome. If you have 15, that's even better. If you have 20, that's even better. And especially if you're, now we have this kind of base and we're orienting everything towards a specific person and we know our market really well, if you can have testimonials that reflect people that are like that, that's what we're shooting for. So if you want, if you're shooting for women that are between 30 and 50 that have 10 to 30 pounds to lose, that's what you want for your boot camps. You want to have people like that in the testimonials, and maybe even from the neighborhoods that you're training. You know, you want to have Susie in there who's 42 years old and she has 2 kids that are 6 and 8 years old, and she lives in the neighborhood where you're training, and she's lost 20 pounds. She's changed your life. She has so much more energy. She feels great. And that's on your website in your testimonial section. So anyways, that's giving you kind of an overview of how, of a great way to put yourself out there, put your website up. I'm not going to get into the logistics of like how to get it up, what platform to use, any of that stuff. My recommendation would be going one of these outsourcing sites like Elance or Odesk or something like that, and really just get somebody to do it for you. Because you don't want to be wasting your time with the technical things like this. And they can, you can do this very cheaply for a few $100 or maybe even less. You can get a functional website up and your time can be better used on all these other things that I'm going to go cover here. So get your website up. You have, and then the bottom line is you have all these different things in place like we're talking about. So now get people to call you. Have a contact form. Offer a free trial. Offer a paid trial if you don't want to offer a free trial. Whatever you want to do. We do a test a trainer session. So it's a free session. They can come in. They can meet us. They can test out things and see how they like it. And then that, at that session, we sell people into our training program. You know, if you want to do 21 days for $100, if you want whatever your free trial, have some way that people can easily try out your program without having to commit to 12 months up front or whatever you have. So give people a free trial. And then also, if you can, if you have some sort of free report, if you have, 7 tips to lose body fat in the next 7 days, or, you know, here's 7 great workouts you can do at home with zero equipment, or here are 21 fast and easy recipes to help you lose fat, or anything that's a cool free gift you can give away. People have to put in their email address. You give, they put in their email address in exchange for the free gift, and then you can get their info and follow up with them. So that's your basics of your website. Not only on my website, I'm going to get a Yelp page up. I'm going to get a Google Places profile active. Then I'm going to get a presence going on Facebook and other social media. So these things combined are going to get me about 10 leads per month. Okay? And so if we follow the steps in the report, this should end up getting me about 3 to 4 new clients per month. Okay, so that's step number one. Step number two, once a month, I'm going to do a charity boot camp on a Saturday. And so in order to get people to come to this charity boot camp, I'm going to use the email list that I'm growing from my website. I'm going to use my personal Facebook page and tell everybody about it. I'm going to contact the actual charity themselves and see if they'll email out about it, if they'll post it on their social media accounts, that sort of thing. I'm also going to make up little flyers. I'm going to put them in local businesses. And I'm going to have them tell people about the event. And this is a great too, because it's easy for you to sell them putting it in their business, because it's not for you, it's for the charity. And then, you know, you can even sometimes get the local businesses to tell their email list and social media followers about it as well. The big thing is you want to make a big deal about it. Tie it in with some local charity. Tell everybody you know. Have them tell their friends. Tell local businesses. see if you can get the actual charity itself to tell the people that follow the charity about it. And my goal would be try to get 10 people to come to each of these, which is very doable. And you know, if you do everything right, you get 10 people to come to these boot camps, that should result in another 3 to 4 clients out of those. If I get everything set up right, get good attendance and get people into my boot camp from there. So that's my second step. So far I got my website up. I'm getting people to call me. I'm getting email addresses. I got a Yelp page up. I got my Google Places profile active. I have a presence going on Facebook and social media. That's getting me 10 leads a month. I'm doing my charity boot camp. I'm making a big deal about that. Doing it once a month on a Saturday. Networking, getting to know people in the area. And they're telling everybody I know. Networking with a charity. Networking with local businesses. Easily getting 10 people into those. Third strategy. I'm going to reinvest some of the money I'm making into door hangers. Okay, so this is kind of like a sort of a guerrilla marketing strategy. We've used it in the past. At this point, we have such momentum built up with our business. I would say definitely the number one source of new clients is referrals. But when you're starting, you really need to try all these different lead generation techniques and see what's going to suit you best and see what's going to work. And you just want to be doing everything that you can to get your name in out there and build your business. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some door hangers. I'm going to get about 1,000 of them printed up, which might cost me a few $100. I'm guessing you could probably get them. I feel like what we did last time, we did 1,000, we paid $300 to $400. So I'm having to reinvest some of this money that I'm making from everything else I'm doing, which is key, okay? Because if you don't do this, if you don't reinvest, if you start having a little bit of success, especially when you're starting, you're not trying to just take all this money that you're making and go out and buy that flat screen TV that you've wanted, or you know, go out and take a weekend trip with your girlfriend or whatever you wanted to do. You need this money to put back into your business to accelerate your growth. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of the money that I'm making from my website, from my charity bootcamp, all this kind of stuff. I'm going to put it into these door hangers. So I'm going to get through maybe 1,000 of them printed up. I'm going to go and hire a couple high school kids and, you know, pay them $10 or $15 an hour and hit the pavement with them on a Saturday for 3 or 4 hours. And so that would cost me, you know, $100 between the both of them. And that obviously helps you get much more leverage out of your time because they can help you. And you're going to pass out 1,000 door hangers. You're going to hang them on all the neighborhoods, especially the good neighborhoods that you know of, that, you know, maybe not, depending on your target market, I might like avoid apartment complexes. You know, you want to go to nicer neighborhoods, ideally. Hang out your door hangers. The other great thing that happens to me, though I've done this a few times, is you actually run into some people and you have a chance to actually chat with them a little bit. You know, some people, of course, are going to not have any interest at all. That's okay. If you're handing out 1,000, if you're doing it personally, it's a fantastic way to get your face out there in the community, especially if you're just cool about it. You give them a door hanger, you hang them on their door, you talk to people, you have a chance to get out in the neighborhood and meet and greet. And this is a great way to get leads. 1,000 door hangers is going to get you at least 10 leads and 3 to 4 clients, if not much more. So if I'm doing everything right, I'm doing my door hangers, I'm doing the charity boot camp, I'm getting things going with my web presence, I'm easily getting about 30 leads per month. And out of those 30 leads per month, I'm getting about 20 of them to actually come in for a free trial, for a consultation. And out of those 20, I'm getting 12 new clients. That's a very conservative closing rate of 60%. And that's getting me to my 36 clients, which is right where we want to be. Except for one thing is that we are one client short. We said we need to get to 37. So how are we going to get to our 37? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have what we call a value maximization strategy. Okay, so we got the leads going. We got the conversions going. And that's really what we're just focusing on for the first 2 months, because you got to have some people in your business to start focusing on any sort of back-end income streams. But what I'm going to do to add in a little bit of extra and get some, you know, have my clients buy some extra stuff and have it add value to their life and everybody win, Number one, I'm going to get some t-shirts designed that have a sale. So get some kind of cool design, get some t-shirts made up, and, you know, find somebody locally in your area to do it. And let's just say, you know, people are going to be excited about it, especially if it's cool. You have 20 to 25 clients at this point after your 2 months. Certainly 50% of your clients are going to get a shirt. And at $25 per shirt, that's $250 of revenue right there. Especially if you kind of like the whole t-shirt design thing, it's also a great way people wear it around town. You get the word out about what you're doing. So you kind of like a little side benefit out of that too. But, if you get some t-shirts designed, have a sale, 50% of clients get one, $25 a shirt, that's $250. And then I'm also going to launch a special add-on 8-week program for a local mud run event. This is something that we just did about 2 months ago. It was super fun. I got to train with everybody for 8 weeks, once a week. We did the mud run all together. And the other awesome thing was that we charged, I think it was $150, maybe $200 for the, I have to look up and see the exact amount, that was in that range. And that was for 8 weeks. And, you know, we have almost 150 training clients. So we were able to get, I think, 15 people to sign up, or maybe 20. I have to look back at my exact numbers. But let's say you're at 30 clients. You certainly could get 5 people to sign up. That's very doable for $150. And you're going to make an extra $750 right there from that program too. And there you have an extra $1,000 in your pocket for the last month, a little extra back-end revenue, and you are on your way to creating a 6-figure personal training business in 90 days. So that's, in summary, I have no specific idea what your exact income goals and requirements are, but I know that 6 figures of annual revenue is a common goal for many fitness professionals. And I've always thought, what would happen if I moved? What would I do? This is kind of a fun plan just for me to put together. So that's a very top-level overview. I'm sure you're going to have questions about a lot of details when it comes to putting this whole thing together. I just wanted to show you that it is very doable to build a very solid business in a short amount of time if you have a plan and you stick to it. So get to work on building that 6-figure personal training business. I'm here to help you. We are launching a business of kettlebell training course, which is going to be a lot like this call, but it's going to be much more in depth, and we're going to actually meet as a group on a call once a week, cover a different topic. We're going to talk about how to create your 6-figure personal training business. We're going to dive much deeper into the figuring out what your target market is and what we call building your customer avatar. We're going to talk about the online side of things. I know people have expressed a lot of interest in that a lot of times, so we're going to go into fitness blogging for fun and profit, you know, how to get your first 1,000 email subscribers on your list, and a lot more. So I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun, and I'll have more information about that for you. If you're interested, you can even send me an email directly, forrest@forrestvancetraining.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And ask me about that and I'll give you more details. So that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.